This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And the breaking news is that there is an active shooter alert at Villanova. No reported victims at this time. It's at the school's law school. No reported victims at this time. They don't have anyone in custody. But there is an ongoing active shooter alert and an ongoing shelter-in-place order at the campus with a heavy police presence ongoing right now. That's what we know at the moment. But they don't have any, thank God, any victims or anything like that. So we'll keep you posted as we go through this. And lots of breaking news as the students are sheltering in place here. That's the kind of the local one. Let's see here now. Apparently, the latest on this coming out, at least according to our friends at Crossing Broad, is that, and we don't know if this is true or not, but Crossing Broad saying that the Reverend Peter Donahue is saying that this is a cruel hoax. Now, have we confirmed that?
Fox 29 is actually reading the same email right now and basically saying the same thing, okay, that they don't have confirmation just yet, but the email is making the rounds on social media.
So here's what the email is. Dear members of the Villanova community, today as we are celebrating Orientation Mass to welcome our newest Villanovans and their families to our community, panic and terror ensued with the news of a possible shooter at the law school. Mercifully, no one was injured, and we know that it was a cruel hoax. There was no active shooter, no injuries, and no evidence of firearms present on campus. While that is a blessing and relief, I know today's events have shaken our entire community. I would like to thank everyone involved in securing the safety of our community, especially for our Villanova Public Safety Department and the first responders from Radnor Police and other local police departments. I would like to, can you just check and see if Villanova, their official account, has put out a statement?
Yeah, I'm looking now.
And while I cannot do anything to relieve the unrest that you are feeling right now, I can offer a prayer. As generations of Villanovans know, this prayer is how I close Orientation Mass each year. Since we were interrupted today, I would like to offer it now. Whomever you are with, I ask that you reach out to them and repeat after me. May God bless you and protect you. May your heart and mind be united in faith so that you may be able to love wisely, work creatively, laugh heartily, and live honestly. May you use your education to bring justice and peace to the world for the benefit of our human family and all of God's creation. And may you always know that you are loved. Amen. I am sure there will be more questions in the coming days and weeks, and we will share as much information as we can. But for now, I am thankful that everyone is safe. Signed, the Reverend Peter M. Donahue, President. Now, again, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know if this email is verified or not, because it's not on their official it's apparently an email that was sent out, but we don't, the whether or not this is credible or not, it has not been verified. So we don't know. I don't know if this is real or not. The active shooter hoax email could be a fugazi. So I don't know. I mean, this could be part of the plan to make everybody think that it's obviously not real. So I don't know. I don't know what to know at this point. We're waiting to find out. Is there a way to put the captions on the stupid TV, by the way?
I can figure it out.
Hang on. I have the remotes here. Let's see. Let's see if I
do you want some of Fox Local?
Yeah, let's put on Fox Local. Let's see.
Responding
that.
To this scene following reports of an active shooter. You would imagine these students and residents have just found the closest place they can get to, especially after that outdoor mass, the closest place they can get to shelter in place. We saw some pictures online of folks gathered in a closet sheltering in place, just finding the first place they can reach in order to feel safe and secure. And now we have some officers headed in this direction. And just a short time ago, we did see the DA, the district attorney, walk toward the university as well with really just brief information at this point. Let's check in with Dawn right now. Dawn, what's going on?
Well, Sheba, we're seeing some law enforcement actually leaving the scene, walking down the street the other way. They did not say anything, but we also have a Lower Merion police cruiser pulling out. So I don't know if that is any indication that things are calming down or the situation is under control, but we are now seeing law enforcement leaving as opposed to rushing up this street where we are. Still, hundreds of law enforcement from all across the Tri-County area, Delaware, Montgomery, and Chester counties here on scene, as well as state police. Radnor Township police seem to be heading up this investigation and tweeting out. We also see some police officers up there on the hill there, walking up on the side of the campus there, armed. We did see another officer up in that general area just a short time ago. So kind of hard to say. We understand from Radnor Township Police that they are going building to building, searching for an active shooter situation. So, but as you mentioned, Sheba, I mean, families are dropping their Dawn. Children off to college. This is supposed to be a really exciting time. And now
Dawn, we have a letter from the president of the university saying it was a, quote, cruel hoax.
All right. So
there
I guess
was no active shooter,
confirming
no injuries, no evidence of firearms present on campus. And he says, while that was is a blessing, boy, that's small to read, but while it was a blessing and relief, I know today's events have shaken our entire community. This from the president, Reverend Peter M. Donahue, the president of Villanova University, dated here today, August 21st, 2025, that is a cruel hoax. So good news and just frustrating news. I mean, just a waste of everyone's panic and resources. He says, today, as we are celebrating orientation mass to welcome our newest Villanovans and their families to our community, panic and terror ensued with the news of a possible shooter at the law school.
Okay, so there you go. All right, thank you, guys. So we can, if they're confirming it, then that's good enough for me. That works for me. If Fox 29 is confirming that the university put out an email saying that it was a hoax, then that works for me. I had a feeling this was a fugazi. I'm feel bad for all the police and everybody else involved in this, but you know, some of Delco's finest, and they were down there for that, helping out. And and state police too. I see ATF. I'm just trying to read some of the various logos. I see Radnor, Lower Merion. It's awful. Hopefully they find out who did this terrible prank, but they took it very, very seriously, as you should. They had sharpshooters and they had SWAT teams and they had the full gamut. They were not messing around. And that's the kind of response you would hope for, you'd expect, you know, and bravo to the cops for treating this seriously and going in and, you know, just being prepared for the worst case scenario. So, you know, good for them. And I mean, thank God, you know, thank God it was a hoax. I mean, it's a big relief. So there you go. If you're just joining me, that's it. The active shooter alert was a hoax. University of Villanova. And Justin, you're saying this is the second active shooter hoax today?
Yeah, there was one. I was looking, doing some research, and I saw him related to the Crossing Broad tweet. Somebody had mentioned that there was a second false active shooter thing at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga earlier today.
Chris Eppolito is saying this is the third.
Third?
Is there some sort of TikTok trend or something that going on? Because that happens, right? When they do these dumb TikTok trends calling a fake shooting thing. Maybe he's saying this is what, the third? Maybe he's not sure on the exact number, but...
Yeah, but I know for a fact we had the Villanova one just now, and then there was one in Tennessee, Chattanooga.
Today. So two fake active shooter hoax today. Just today alone. And possibly another one this week, maybe. Well, anyway, thank God it's a hoax. A cruel hoax, as the president of Villanova said. We can take a sigh of relief there, at least. But, man, I mean, bravo to the cops. Just an absolutely amazing presence.
There also was I think there was a third one today. There was a bomb threat at the University of School Nashville this morning that was... deemed a spoof by the Nashville Police Department. So I guess there was three different incidents today.
He's saying he thought there was also something. So three today. He's saying he also thought there was something on the West Coast early this week. By the way, speaking of the West Coast, the latest to leave California, Playboy. The CEO of Playboy is now saying California is anti-business. The company is fleeing to Miami Beach. They're out. The Playboy Mansion, which was always, I guess, Malibu, I think it was where it was. They're out. They're going to Miami. There you go. Look at that. The other big story today, of course, is Tish James. President Trump winning that huge, huge appeal. Does not have to pay the $550 million. And then the other big story today that's coming out. It's been a really busy day. Prosecutors secured evidence that James Comey authorized classified leaks but declined charges. Declassified bombshell FBI memo undercuts Comey's testimony to Congress and opens the door to new conspiracy probe. Federal prosecutors gathered evidence from James Comey's top lieutenants that he authorized the leak of classified information to reporters just before the 2016 election, but declined to bring criminal charges, according to recently declassified memos that call into question the former FBI director's testimony to Congress. That bombshell revelation involving ex-FBI General Counsel James Baker and ex-Comey Chief of Staff James Rabicki were memorialized in documents that FBI Director Kash Patel discovered earlier this year. The passages were originally redacted by the Justice Department in versions sent to Congress earlier this month. Attorney General Pam Bondi intervened and eliminated the redactions, dispatching new versions of the memos this week to the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, according to Just the News. The memos detail evidence and interviews gathered by U.S. Postal Inspection Service agents concerning classified information leaked to the New York Times in October 2016, ahead of the November election in which Republican Donald Trump defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton. The USPIS investigation also revealed Baker disclosed United States government classified information to the New York Times under the belief he was ultimately instructed and authorized to do so by then FBI Director James Comey. For example, during interviews, Baker indicated FBI Chief of Staff James Rabicki instructed him to disclose information to the New York Times, and he thought he was conveying this information from Comey. Comey had previously denied during congressional testimony that he'd ever been a source in news articles related to the FBI's investigation into Trump and Clinton. Patel told Just the News the evidence he uncovered raised concerns that one of his predecessors may have authorized illegal leaks and lied about it. These newly declassified memos show how former FBI leadership authorized classified leaks and withheld the truth from Congress and the American people. Thanks to President Trump's commitment to transparency, the cover-up is being exposed. The public deserves nothing less than the full accountability. So more and more of this is coming out. And Senator Chuck Grassley had asked Comey whether anyone had ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation. Comey had testified no. So he may have lied under oath right there. A lot more on this coming out, obviously. But again, if you're just joining us, the active shooter situation at Villanova was a cruel hoax. According to a letter sent, a cruel hoax. So thank God nobody was harmed. Thank God nobody was hurt. Thank God there was nobody who was hurt as the police responded to this. Thank God. So, and as the president prepares to go out and patrol the streets of D.C., they've now made a total of 630 arrests. They've seized 86 illegal guns. 53 arrests were made yesterday, 24 ICE arrests, 10 guns taken off the streets. They even recovered a missing child. All that's happening. And yeah, the president's going out tonight with federal law enforcement to do a ride along with them. So there's that. And then the other thing is that the Supreme Court is letting the president cut NIH grants for disfavored research. Supreme Court order was fractured, with the justices splitting over whether individual cancellations and the policy behind them could be challenged in a federal trial court. 5-4 vote, the Trump administration could for now cancel more than $780 million in grants from the National Institutes of Health that the government said have been intended to explore topics like diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, gender ideology, and vaccine hesitancy. But a different 5-justice majority let stand for now, a lower court's ruling that the administration's underlying policy directing the cuts was probably unlawful and should be put on hold. Only Justice Amy Coney Barrett was in both majorities. All right, so the active shooter situation in Villanova, a cruel hoax. There we go. I will be on America's Newsroom tomorrow at 9:40 a.m. There you go. All right, more to come as we continue our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There was no legal precedent to invade Mar-a-Lago. That's right. Cash Patel confirming what we've all known. There was no factual predicate to the FBI raiding Mar-a-Lago. Welcome back to the show, our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. And what a show it's been today with our fantastic guests. Now, this is my last show until after Labor Day. So I hope you have a great rest of your summer. And thank you for being part of the show. And thanks for being part of everything that we do here together. And going on a little vacation. So what can I tell you? Got to have the family time. You know what I mean? Got to do it. It's important to do. Because the family is everything. And the kiddos need to see that you're with them. That just sounded like a really bad political statement. Like a bad political slogan. Like, I'm with her. But either way. Now, there may be a Fox News hit tomorrow. It's possible. There won't be any next week, I don't think. Although, at this point, I've learned one thing. And one thing alone. Always travel with a jacket and tie, just to be safe. Travel with a jacket and tie. It's important to do that. All right? But the big story of the hour is that the FBI Director Cash Patel has announced that the raid on President Trump's home violated legal protocols and norms. That big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let Dr. Mike give you the smile that you deserve. So as he was talking with Larry Kudlow about this, and, you know, I've long believed and we've long suspected that this was all tied into Russiagate. And if we can prove that, then we can have the grand jury operate in Florida. And that would be huge, because then you get it out of D.C. And that would also be huge, because for so many reasons you want to get it out of D.C. Corrupt judges, a jury that's biased against Donald Trump, obviously. Here is a little bit of the interview with the man himself, Larry Kudlow.
Why was Mar-a-Lago invaded? What were they looking for? This is speculation. No one knows to this day. I mean, it happened several years ago. We'll probably be talking about this for years ahead. The subject of Russiagate came up at the Alaska meeting of the two leaders, Russia and the United States, Putin and Trump. What were they doing there, Cash? Does anybody have any idea? Why was the FBI? What was the FBI looking for?
Creating a crime where one did not exist. The answer has been definitive. There was no crime. Yeah. There was no predicate to go and invade Donald Trump's home. We have answered that definitively. Now, you know me, working backwards from that point, we are going to hold people accountable who weaponized that system of justice for the following reason. We, the FBI, must restore accountability and credibility to the American public so we can arrest more top 10 predators, so we can go after more terrorists, so we can find the other people involved in Abbey Gate. These are the cases that matter to the FBI, and the distractions, to put it mildly, from the prior leadership regime are what thwarted the American public's belief and credibility in the FBI. And so when they do raids like Mar-a-Lago, now the American public knows it was made up, it was completely false, it was completely unconstitutional pursuant to our judicial courts, and we are working into those matters to say, why did you do it? We know there was no reason. Now it's time for accountability, and that's who we're talking to. And by the way, Larry, I'd like to announce on your show, if you got nothing to hide and you were DOJ and FBI before, you're welcome to come talk to the FBI at any time. Mm. And if you don't want to come talk to us, we're going to come find you and we're going to put you in an investigative position and posture that will make you feel very uncomfortable. Kind of like you did when you weaponized the government. The only difference is we're going to be doing it on a factual, legal and constitutional basis to do so.
Is there any doubt in your...
Yeah. Factual, constitutional, and legal basis, because we have to investigate the investigators. It's really important to do. We got to investigate the investigators. I like everything Cash Patel just said there. I really do. There's no doubt in my mind about that. So come forward. And these whistleblowers have an important role to play here in all this as they bring all this out. These whistleblowers have an important role to play. And it's not just that. I mean, you know, I believe they were looking to get all the documents across Fire Hurricane. I can't prove that, obviously. Tulsi Gabbard is restructuring the Office of DNI as Director of National Intelligence. She's doing that. We have good people here who have always been deeply suspicious of the deep state. You know, Kash Patel wrote a book called Government Gangsters. So Tulsi Gabbard was spied on by the government. So was Kash Patel. I mean, these guys are the right people at the right time to be there. People suspicious of the deep state, people who want to help bring the deep state down. It's exactly who you want there. You know what I mean? It's exactly who you want to go in. It reminds me of those shows. Like you have those, like when they have the undercover CEO go in to work the restaurant, and he finds out that everybody who works the counter is a giant D and treats customers like jerks and the employees like jerks. It's kind of like that. It's what it reminds me of. And then they get fired. Like, and then all the other employees are like, thank God, because this manager has been such a jerk. And I've always hoped that the employee someday the CEO would be undercover. And the CEO gets treated like a jerk by this manager who thinks he's all that. Tulsi Gabbard is restructuring the Office of National Intelligence. Good. Excellent. She was on with Jesse Waters last night.
Director, we're seeing that you got rid of the foreign malign influencer center. Well, first of all, what was that? And did they resist?
Well, here's what's interesting, Jesse, is this was created under the Biden administration, and ultimately it has been used, and this is documented, there's documented evidence of this, is that it was essentially used as a means to censor Americans' free speech, calling it, hey, you're spreading disinformation. This center was going and working with different social media companies, saying, well, this is disinformation or misinformation. We have to censor these dissenting voices who are being critical of the then Biden administration. So that's one example of some of the others, once again, who are not only not conducting our core national security mission, but actually existing as a means to politicize intelligence and, in this case, censor free speech of Americans, which is in direct contradiction and undermining of our fundamental constitutional rights.
That's insane. It's not surprising. It's just insane. You know what I mean? It's just the censorship of the left today. The left and censorship go hand in hand, and yet they accuse the right of being totalitarian dictators. Like, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me the right lets you say whatever the hell you want. As offensive as it is, as triggering as it is, you can say whatever you want. I mean, there's even a joke on South Park now that Cartman is all depressed because woke is dead and everybody can say whatever they want and he can say the R word. And he's bummed out because now nobody gets shocked because you can say whatever you want. I mean, say what you want about the right. I don't think anyone cares anymore about what you say. Whereas the left, it's like it's been this constant focus on censorship and intimidating people into not saying things. Let's remember something, too, and this is a really important point in the First Amendment. It's not just a matter of you being able to say things. It's a matter of you being able to hear things in the marketplace of ideas. Because when you go to the town square, in the theoretical sense of it, let's use Independence Mall as a great example of this, right? So you've got two speakers speaking and Seven Swans is singing. Two speakers speaking and you're there and you don't know how you feel about a subject. And they're debating something, like the Lincoln-Douglas debates. And you're listening, and you don't know how you feel about something. Your First Amendment rights includes you being able to hear from these speakers so that you can form an opinion. And when the government doesn't want you to hear one side of the subject because it doesn't want you to be influenced a certain way, that is also a violation of your First Amendment rights. So it's not just a matter of violating the First Amendment rights of the speaker. It's also a matter of violating your First Amendment rights as somebody who's there looking to get information. And that is so wrong. The other thing you do, of course, a lot is they do what's called the heckler's veto. Heckler's veto is when they say, well, we can't keep you safe, or we can't keep the speaker safe, or the members of the audience safe, so we can't let the speaker speak, or we can't let the event happen, or whatever other nonsense it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, as part of the fear-mongering campaign, Hillary Clinton is predicting the Supreme Court will overturn gay marriage. Now, let me tell you what happens if the Supreme Court overturns gay marriage. Nothing. Nothing will happen. Okay? If you're gay married, and by the way, at this point now, if you're married and you're gay, you might be hoping that it's overturned. I used to have this joke where back when the gay marriage debate was raging, I remember I was kind of filling in back then in the day. And remember when Rick Grimaldi was still on the radio? He's the best. He really gave up his show for mine. And he said, well, yeah, they should be allowed to marry. They should be as miserable as the rest of us. But we were joking back then about how there was going to be, obviously, if there's gay marriage, there's going to have to be gay divorce. And I'm just wondering now, if it were to be overturned, how many of those couples would deep down inside go, oh, thank God. You know what I mean? Like at the time, I had to do this because it seemed like really had to make a stand here. But now I'm like, oof. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a shame. Oh, Bobby, our marriage is now unconstitutional. So that stinks. You want to keep the China or want me to keep the China? Happy to go either way on this one. What do you want to do? Oh, you mean it's not unconstitutional because it's the state? Oh. Well, that's awkward. You see, that's the thing, is that marriage is not a federal issue. And, well, I don't really care who marries who, and I certainly never was opposed to anyone marrying whoever the hell they want to marry. it's not in the federal constitution. How the Supreme Court decided this in the Obergefell decision, Obergefell, was ridiculous. And using the 14th Amendment to decide that everybody's got a right to marry, stupid. It was a stupid decision. But at this point now, what state is really going to not let people get married if they want to get married, gay married? But I just feel bad for people that would think that they would be able to get out of it now at this point, like scot-free, only to find out that in their state, it's still going to count. You're like, oh, man, I thought we were going to be dodging a big bullet here. But here's Hillary Clinton fear-mongering. Take a listen. Got it? All right, go ahead.
The new challenge is if they try to rig this through gerrymandering so that it's not a fair fight at all. They are trying to preordain the outcome because they know in a fair fight they would lose. And this has been one of the, you know, biggest complaints that I've had is that American voters and to some extent the American media don't understand how many years the Republicans have been working in order to get us to this point. It took 50 years to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court will hear a case about gay marriage. My prediction is they will do to gay marriage what they did to abortion. They will send it back to the states. Anybody in a committed relationship out there in the LGBTQ community.
First of all, it's LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet community, you freaking bigot. Secondly, so they send it back to the states. Good. Marriage is a state issue. Actually, I'd be happy if the government got the hell out of it altogether, but it's a state issue. It's not a federal issue in the first place. And they sent abortion back to the states. How's that working out? Last time I checked, nothing's changed. But let's keep going with the fear-mongering.
You ought to consider getting married, because I don't think they'll undo existing marriages, but I fear that they will undo the national...
Now, you just made a lot of people who are married very upset. Right now, Dan and Roger, who are secretly hoping that their marriage gets declared unconstitutional, you've just ruined their day, you freaking bigot. So they're not going to undo the marriage? Like, can you see those two guys? They're like, so wait, they're not going to undo our marriage? No. So we got to, like, go through the whole divorce thing and pay an attorney and do all that? Yeah. Oh, man. So those of you who are thinking about getting married, you should probably get married now versus getting married. But now, I mean, this time of year, Hillary, I'm just saying, why not wait till the spring? So let's see. The Supreme Court overturns gay marriage, which would be the Obergefell decision, and then remands it back to the states. And then can't you see how many of these clowns in blue states declare themselves sanctuary states for same-sex marriages, and then the other states just shake their heads and go, yeah, we don't really care. I love the fear-mongering, though. It does make me laugh.
All right, and so fewer than half the states will recognize gay marriage. There are going to be real-world consequences, but a lot of them are not likely to hit with the velocity and intensity until after the 2026 election. So they're trying to set it up so that they can win that election and then dump all of this other bad news.
What if Alabama doesn't allow gay marriage, though? Then what happens? I'm so tired of this. I really am. I don't know. You know what they also should do? I mean, they could do. They could also ban gays in the military again. Anyway, so stupid. It really is. They're running out of things to scare people about. That's also part of the problem. But you could really understand why Democrats are losing voters at a historic pace right now. And it is really bad. So they got to come up with new things to make people afraid of. I think they should go back to saying that the military is going to be not only gays will be banned from the military, blacks will be too. And the military is going to be resegregated again. That's what they should say. I mean, you're going to go fear-monger, baby. Go all in. Go all in. Don't stop.
I think the Democrats are hemorrhaging voters because they've chosen all the wrong constituencies. They seem to care more about illegal aliens than American citizens, violent criminals than law-abiding citizens, and the Palestinian flag more than the American flag.
That is not true, and that is
extremely disrespectful. And when you take those positions on things like that, people tend to run to the other party. And
is there one mainstream Democrat?
By the way, you know who loves gay marriage? The Palestinians. Huge fans of it. Most gay marriages, they have Palestinian flags. Actually, they do. They probably would have the Palestinian flag there. I don't know how many of Hamas gay marriages happen. I don't know the statistics on that. I'm going to have to do a little digging on that. I'm going to have to do a little research, as we call it, a little bit of research. But I'll look into that. I'll do some digging on that. Let's look to Robert De Niro. Why don't we let's do a wellness check on him, shall we?
It's about right and wrong, period. The guy's a monster. He is beyond wrong. It's almost like he wants to do the most horrible things that he can think of in order to get a rise out of us. I don't know what it is, but he's been doing it and doing it, and it's scary. It's about right and wrong, period.
Yeah, scary. Scary. I mean, what happens if Alabama doesn't allow gay marriage? That's all I want to know. That's all I want to know. What happens if Alabama doesn't allow gays in their National Guard, Hillary? And then what happens? That's what I want to know. Huh? I don't think they'll undo the marriages. But you may want to go out and get... what a freaking bigot, LGBTQ. She left out like 20 letters, pluses, symbols, acronyms, parentheses. She left out water signs. I believe she left out the international sign for polo. Just an absolute intolerable bigot, if you ask me, in my opinion. But watch this D.C. cop here trigger this protester for cultural appropriation here. This is, I'll tell you, I give this cop credit for not pulling out his gun and just shooting this woman right in Union Station.
Appropriation. Yes. By wearing a scarf that is trying to stop a genocide. You think that's appropriating culture?
I love this cop. He's just totally effing with them and just completely effing with them. And it's great. Totally effing with them. And he's like, you're appropriating Palestinian culture. And of course that, you know, white college educated liberal chick has no idea because she has no sense of sarcasm. And she just can't figure out that the cop is just totally messing with her. I love that. I just love this clip so much. I really do. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. All right. Listen, you know, you probably can't get enough of summer. And I don't blame you because nobody wants to see summer come to an end. I mean, who does, right? But you don't have to say goodbye to summer because you can make it a September to remember at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Here's what you do. Go to grandhotelcapemay.com right now and book your September stay. You could either do a fall weekend getaway. You could do a week. Now, you could save 10% off room rates, get resort credits. There's different packages available. So what I think you should do is go to their website and check it out by going to grandhotelcapemay.com and see the different options. But why September? Well, it's a no-brainer. The weather is beautiful. The crowds are gone. And the outdoor pool heated. The indoor pool heated. You have great people there taking care of you. Hemingway's restaurant with wonderful food, excellent drinks. You've got amazing wineries, a brewery, great restaurants. And like I said, you basically have the town to yourself. Now, the other thing I love about Cape May in the fall is that they're getting ready for a lot of great fall spectacular events. There's live music that they do all the time. And the kids have those in-service days, and they do all kinds of stupid nonsense like that where they – it's like you think the school year ends but or begins but doesn't really begin because, you know, in-service days happen. So you can take the kids away, and then they'll have a lot of fun at the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And if you're looking to do an event, reach out to my friend Caitlin. She will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. She was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings Certified Wedding Planner. She can also help you plan a baby shower, bridal shower. She can help you plan a corporate event, whatever you like. Four beautiful ballrooms to choose from. She will help you make lifetime memories. We were in the fifth floor ballroom overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. And some people that had just been to our live show for the first time remarked on how beautiful it was. And they said, my gosh, these views are unbelievable. They don't end. Yeah. You could also have a happy hour on the second floor roof deck overlooking the ocean. So many great options available for you. Just call her today. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.